Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2022. This morning I will talk about metanarrative. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Merciful Father, all glory, power, and justice are yours, for you created us in your image and offered us salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Forgive us our self-indulgent, careless attitudes about our families, our work, and the world around us. Thank you for the example of Jesus of Nazareth and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts, illumine our minds, and strengthen our hands in your service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Genesis 11:4, we read, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." The narcissism of our age and its rejections of all forms of metanarrative is nothing new. It is a natural consequence of the sin of pride that emanates from a desire to become like God. A decentered life of rejecting God and indulging pride naturally leads to the desire to dominate others and develop oppressive social systems that substitute self for God at the center. The process is actively at work in today's politics, both at home and abroad. One can interpret the Enlightenment as the latest tower-building project to reach up to the heavens and force God to do our bidding. This need not be the case. I have said for many years that scientific discoveries are like God's Easter eggs, treats that parents place where they know their kids will find them. Science is the gift of a benevolent God, but it can also be like an AK-47 that your father bought you for Christmas. Used improperly, it can be dangerous. Scientism, the attempt to make science into a religion, is tempting because it allows the self to develop and accumulate more power. Technology is powerful because it allows the individual to command the environment and other people. Who will command the robot warriors or the vaccines against designer viruses of the future? Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is Matthew 11:29-30. For those tempted to pursue narcissistic dreams, do you think a future Caesar, or for that matter Adolf Hitler, will offer you such a promise? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.